We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite hosts right here on TFM.
What's up, The Night Show on TFM here. You're chilling with your boy TP here tonight in the studio. I have a very special guest. Someone that I think like I've known in the Kuching music scene for quite some time. And then I've been following his career overboard. So happy to have him. It's Abel Long.
Oh, woo! My gosh. Hello, everyone. Thank you, TP, for having me. Thank you, TFM.
Of course. It is such a pleasure to have you because, okay, we're going to jump straight into it.
Sure.
How does it feel when you became the first Sarawakian to be casted in the world-famous musical Les Miserables?
You know, it was a little bit crazy because, I'm not going to lie, I really wasn't thinking much about it because how it worked was Cameron McIntosh's office comes to our school, Royal Academy of Music. They come every year. So when they came, I was like, let me try to get into Hamilton because for Les Mis, they very rarely employ or hire Chinese boys.
Right, right.
So to me, it was like, okay, let's try Hamilton because Hamilton is supposed to be like extremely diverse, a lot of people of color. So I thought to myself, okay, let's sing a Hamilton-like-esque song.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really sing like those like classical songs at all. But then they were like, oh, okay, let's see him for Hamilton and let's see him for Les Mis. So in the end, like after I think seven rounds
wow.
of auditions.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I finally booked it. On my third round, I had no voice at all.
Oof.
Like completely zero voice. Like I remember singing the song and then I had to stop halfway and be like, thank you so much for your time. I will not be completing this number. And I had to pack my bags and I started leaving the theater.
Oh, no.
They were like, don't worry, we'll call you back. Don't worry, we'll let you know. Like some people have auditioned for like for years and years and years.
Yeah,
and
they
don't get hired for it. So I was very, very lucky, I think. I think I felt a little bit shocked that they actually in the end ended up offering me a spot in the show. So I thought, okay lah, maybe let's just give this a try. This is a bit crazy, but like, is this like real? Is this a dream? Like what's going on right now? So yeah, I felt quite elated, like quite relieved. Yeah, I was really, really grateful because also like a lot of like kids, because we were on tour, so a lot of like Chinese kids, like little boys, little girls that would come and watch the show, they would like wait for me at stage door. Yeah. And their parents would tell me like, you know, my son wants to be an actor also.
Ooh.
But like, it's for him, he doesn't really see a lot of actors that look like him. So for you to be on that stage, like made him feel like he could do it also.
Ooh.
So I'm like, okay, if I can inspire like one kid, one Chinese boy, like one Asian kid to do what I'm doing now, I feel like kind of makes the transition worthwhile. Like, really, really worthwhile.
That is a really, really inspiring story though. And at the same time as well, like what you said, you know, like a lot of people actually have tried out the role and then they didn't get through.
Yeah.
But you, I wouldn't say like you're lucky. I would say like your hard work pays off.
Oh, it really, really paid off.
You know, it really pays off. And I'm pretty sure like those selection processes, they really saw your passion through and everything. That's
hopefully
how you got through it.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break right now, but don't go anywhere because coming back, we're going to talk more about Broadway with Abel Law. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
You're listening to The Night Show every Monday to Friday from 7 p.m. onwards, where the night and music come alive.
TFM.
And you're back on The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TP, the letter TMP. So in the studio today, I'm super excited. I'm so happy that he is in a studio. Usually I have big artists, huge celebrities, but today he is one of my favorite. It's Abel Law, the first Sarawakian to be featured on Broadway doing Les Miserables. So Abel, just let me talk about how you get involved with Les Mis. Right now I want to ask you a very, very, probably a common question that you get. How did you had a degree in law. How did you transition from law to a Broadway performer?
I sort of chose law because like my path was sort of like created in a way that when I was in primary school, I did a lot of storytelling competitions. So I think I was one of the first few Sarawakians to win the national storytelling competition. When I went to transition into high school, I did a lot of public speaking. I did a lot of like debate competitions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But on the side, besides debate and public speaking, I also did a lot of drama competitions.
Yeah,
like I was
yes.
part of the Batulintang English Drama Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then because Asian parents,
I see.
Asian community,
yes.
expectation, which is very strange to me because my family owns a music school and my dad, before he became an architect, he was a violinist. Like he played for the Malaysian Philharmonic Youth Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
My mom now currently still teaches at the school.
Uh-huh.
And all my cousins were amazing musicians.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like we would always come to the house and they would have little, like tiny little concerts.
Right. Then how come they don't support this
I think
path?
They thought it was going to be hard. I think they didn't want to see me struggle.
Probably because they've gone through the same, you know, the ordeals. And they felt like, you know what, you're not able to go through this as well. Go pick a better career that you can earn more.
I think they were also like, alang la, wasted la, so wasted. So I thought, okay, what then is a viable career that perhaps I would like to do? And I was, I like to argue.
I say.
Yeah. Okay. I like to argue. I like to like prove that I'm right.
Yeah.
So I was like, law. Okay. Maybe I'll do law. And from there, I think because in my second year of law school, I had a cardiac arrest. So I had 3 cardiac arrests in a day.
Okay.
And I was like in a coma for like 8 days.
I saw,
ICU for like 4 weeks, that kind of thing. Surgery, put a defibrillator inside my body. So when I was in ICU, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, what am I living for? What am I living for and who am I living for? Is there a way to balance what I want to do and what my family expects of me?
Right.
So I thought, okay, let's finish. So after 2019, I graduated and COVID
hit,
ding dong. So I told my, I actually applied for the audition for Royal Academy of Music.
Okay. Hold on. This seems like a lot of great stories going to be happening. We're going to take a short break first. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Abel more about how did he actually audition for the role and how did he eventually got it. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
This is TFM, 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Konnichiwa, show in TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's your boy TP here. Tonight in the studio, very exciting. I've got Broadway star Abel Law for Sarawakian to be featured on Broadway musical Les Miserables. Happy and excited that he's in the studio to talk with us about his dreams, aspirations, and his challenges. So just now, we talk a lot about your journey. Right now, we want to know, how did it all start? How did you got into this musical journey?
I applied for the audition for Royal Academy of Music. I got an audition, and then I told them, I was like, okay, you know what? I have this audition at this school. Can I go? Can I do it? They were like, yes. But we're not going to pay for your school fees because we can't afford it because it's too expensive. It's pounds. Like, that's at that time, it was times 6 already.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, that's not a no. I'm going to do it. So I went to audition.
And then you have to pay for yourself for everything?
I was very lucky. So I got in and I got a Disney scholarship because Disney doesn't usually give full scholarships.
Oh, wow.
Because Disney puts a pool of funds into the school.
Yeah.
And the school will select like people that they want to potentially put up for the funds for the scholarship, and they will submit it to Disney, and Disney will share. Disney will pick who they
want to go
want
into,
to yeah, give. So it's like portion. Like each person, I think, was given like £5,000. £5,000 is nothing, right? Compared to the £20,000 price tag on this school fee.
True.
So I was like, okay, you know what? It's fine. Keep this £5,000 for me. Keep it for me. I will come back next year. But then they came back to me like a week and a half later. They were like, actually, here is another £15,000. And I was like, whoa,
wow.
That's 20K. So I was very lucky that I managed to secure that scholarship. Ooh. So I was like, I told my parents, I was like, I got it. I cannot say no now. Like, I cannot go now. And then they were like, okay, your living expenses are going to be quite high also. So I said, okay, don't worry about it. Let's see what other scholarships there are out there. So I applied to a lot of like awards, like those musical theatre merit awards, where you have to send in your singing, send in your monologue, you get an interview, and then if they like you, they will sponsor you £1,000. Or like £1,500.
Okay.
So I managed to like accrue a little bit of some to help me pay for like maybe a little bit of my living.
Yeah.
But the rest, my parents were very, very helpful.
I think like this is such a great story because it's not like you've been spoon-fed all the way up till there and then you just do everything. But then you actually had lots of struggles throughout the way.
Oh, it was tough. And it was hard.
You got to find these sponsorships and here. Yeah. And I have to say, that is very inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
Even to me, we all, for those in the music industry or you live up watching, you know, musicals and everything, you have that dream before. Yeah. But then, you know, not many of us are privileged enough. We don't have that funds and everything. Yeah. So seeing you that you are able to do that, it's really, really inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere because coming back, we're going to talk to Abel more about his Broadway journey. Stay tuned, TFM, always with you.
Unwrapping the latest trends and hottest news on The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Yo, Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here. Tonight, I have got a very special interview. Someone who I have known to be very, very good at singing since I was like in high school. Like, I have heard his name
name from my school, and we're not even in the same school, okay? It's Abel Lord. Recently, he has a lot of huge accomplishments. One of the biggest is being the first Sarawakian to be featured on Broadway musical Les Miserables. Tonight, we're going to talk about all his dreams and all his journeys. But also, we want to know if there's any particular incident or event that you can remember that actually kind of like sparked this whole journey altogether. Do you have any kind of interesting stories to tell?
Because we own the music school, right? So I asked my mom, I was like, hey, can I perform in this month's end of the month student recital? And she was like, okay, sure, what do you want to do? I was like, can I sing? And she was like, okay. At the end of that, I remember this very clearly. At the end of that performance, this vocal teacher, not from the school,
okay,
she came to watch the show. And she said to me, oh, you know, your voice is very good for the choir, but I don't know whether you would be a good soloist. And I was like, okay, ma'am. All right. How dare you? How dare you tell me that I can't do something? Because I'm very kiasu.
Right, yeah.
Very petty, very kiasu. So I was like, how dare you? So I told my mom, I was like, hey, do you hear what the lady said to me? Then she was like, what did she say? Then I told her. Then she said, calm down. Like, she literally immediately called her friend, who she said was, ooh, this is one of the best vocal teachers in Sarawak. Like, you will be grateful if she can take you in. She called her. I had an audition with that teacher that night at like 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because she teaches throughout the day, right?
Understand.
Like, okay, tell him to come 11 o'clock, Ooh. Sing whatever song, we'll see whether I can take him. So shout out to Madam Sabrina. She gave me my voice. Woo! So I did opera for 4 years, which I'm very, very grateful for, because I think classical singing and opera really, really trains a singer's technique. Mm-hmm.
And look at you now, Abel. You are standing on a Broadway stage where no Sarawakian has ever stepped on before. We're so proud of you. But at the same time as well, like what you said earlier, you had that incident during your second year of law. And probably it became like a wake-up call for you for yourself.
Most definitely, because our life is so short. Like,
yeah, you're just like, what am I doing now? Why am I not doing that?
Literally, like I was in that ICU bed thinking to myself, I have all these accolades, right? I have all these achievements.
Yeah.
And then I'm also still in this bed.
I get that totally. It's like, tomorrow's gonna end. At least I want to go out, like, we're doing what I want.
Yeah, at least I can chokwa, right? At least I can, like, sing some songs, right?
Exactly. Wow, I feel like this is amazing story that you tell here. And I love the journey of everything. But now it's time for another quick break. And don't go anywhere, because we will be talking more with Abel Law, the first Sarawakian Broadway star, right after this. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Bonjour, Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. Tonight, we are talking to Abel Law. Wow, the past hour has been so much exciting. The experience that you're pouring out right now, I wish that everyone could absorb it. For those that have a musical dream and a Broadway dream out there, you can do it. And of course, right now, it's the best time to ask Abel for some good advice. So, Abel, what are the best advice that you want to give out to the community in Kuching, or for those whoever who want to reach for the stars in Broadway?
Focus on your goods, like your product, and don't like compare. Because this industry, right, especially if you want to talk about performance industry, it's so subjective. One day someone could say, you're amazing, you're brilliant, you're wonderful. Like, and then you go to the next audition and the same day, they'd be like,
you're not there yet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So because it's very difficult to separate yourself from your product, because in the performance industry, you are the product.
Yeah.
If you constantly compare to other people, yourself to other people, it's going to be very difficult for you to be happy. I think very difficult for you to be satisfied. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it is very difficult in a world where it is about comparison.
It is.
After you're done comparing, if you have to compare, do it. After you do that, you must always remind yourself, how can I allow myself to improve? How can I focus on myself? Because nobody, truly as cliche and as lame as it sounds, right? Like, you are, only you can be you, lor.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself. And also don't doubt yourself. Like self-doubt is a killer in this industry, because not only will it jeopardize your performance, it will also jeopardize a lot of your mental well-being. Like, you need to be your biggest fan.
Yes.
Like, and I'm not talking about being conceited and vain.
Narcissistic.
I'm amazing.
Like, I'm too good. No one's better.
No.
We're not talking about that.
Balance. Like, there has to be a balance between being self-assured that you can deliver, right? And your self-confidence should not come at the expense of other people.
Yes.
Like, people can tell me that I sound really bad. You know, people can tell me that I don't act well. And I'll be like, okay, is there truth to that? Let's see. No. Is there truth to that? Maybe. Let's work on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So some criticisms really do have...
like, yeah, they really have value.
They really, really do have value. Yeah. Because like, I would not have known. Maybe that singing teacher had, you know, she was onto something, you know? Yeah. Like
maybe that's true.
Maybe if she didn't clock me so
that
early,
is true.
I would have just been like, living my karaoke life.
Because ultimately, I feel like the music industry, it is definitely not an easy pathway to go down.
Nasty.
It is not. But surround yourself with good people, and I'm pretty sure you can go along. And of course, believe in your craft. Hold your craft well. I think that's a very important thing. All right, and that's all the time we've got with Abel in this hour. Thank you so much, Abel, for coming down to the studio to do this interview with me. I'm so glad to have a fellow Sarawakian to be able to soar above the stage on Broadway and to achieve all the dreams that I once had as well. Thank you so much for coming down.
Right, so thank you so much for having me.
No
truly.
Problem. Thank you so much. And of course, the most important thing is we can't wait for more of your adventures.
Ding dong!
More hopefully. Of your successes. Ah! Being the first Sarawakian to achieve all the Broadway-ish stuff that you can. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your future prospects and your future advancement.
Thank you.
In advance. And with that, this is me, TB, signing off. I'll see you again next time right here on TFM. Always with you. Bye!